Did you not miss her? Yeah, what I said, sir. Yeah, yeah. No. Yeah. Get your hands in the air, sir. Woo. Yeah. Then you will get no hurt, mister. No. I said, yeah.
I said, yeah.
Connection, and we are glad to be back as we continue to give all praise to the King of Glory, King of Kings, and Lord of Lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. And we continue to exalt his holy and matchless name. So wherever you are listening, this is the Clan and Connection with your host, Pastor Ron Cameron, and we coming to you live from the foot of the Bullhead Mountain in a little district called Turtle Pond. And of course, you know, Bullhead Mountain is the center of Jamaica geographically. If you go from Discovery Bay to Rocky Point, the center is Bullhead. And if you go from Negril Point to Maran Point, the center is Bullhead. Hence you have the parish Clarendon. And we continue to exalt our maker. It is the same Clarendon that produced the man that you have just heard his tune. His name is Toots. And he had this group, which they called the Maters. His name was Frederick Nathaniel Hebert. He was born the 8th of December, 1942, and he died 11th of September, 2020 from this deadly virus called Corona. It is the same Tutsu won the Grammy this year in the reggae section. From the album, You Got to Be Tough. So we are proud of this man and the contribution that he has made to reggae. It was Tutsu first decided to give this genre name reggae. And if you follow him up, he will tell you the history. He's been in this reggae business for over 6 decades. And he said that his song in 1968, Do the Reggae, is widely credited as the genesis of the genre name reggae. Toots has won the Grammy in 2005. From the album entitled True Love. And then he bounced back and won the Grammy again. The 2020. Got to be tough. He had won the festival 3 times. Toots has toured the world. So indeed, we are very proud of this Clarendonian. From we started out the Clarendon Connection, we have been using his song as the intro. 54, 46. But he have other tunes such as Bam Bam. I love that song. Pump and Pride. Sweet and Dandy. So many hits coming from the man, Toots. He also won he was awarded the Order of Jamaica. And he has gone through several genres. That's the man who hails. He was born in Treadlight in Clarendon. Father and mother were member of the church. That's where he started singing. And he carried that same energy over into his music. And you have one that says, Monkey Man. Says, I've seen a sign of you. I've only heard of you. Hugging up the big Monkey Man. And truly we were born in Clarendon. We are extremely happy of the legacy that this man has left us. There is not a performer like Toots. Yeah, I have seen James Brown perform. But Toots is in a class by himself, man. Toots can sing. Ain't no doubt about it. And Toots can play. Don't recall seeing James Brown play. But whenever Toots perform, man, and there are so many other Clarendonians who are in the singing business, like Carlin Davis. He was born in Colonel's Rich, then Ryan Morgan, He's going to be having a big thing soon, celebrating his, 80th birthday. That's the man who gave the song, I'll Do Anything For You. And then there's Eddie Fitzroy, who sings about Princess Black, the gun. Freddie McGregor, Mr. Big Ship, sailing on the ocean. Coco T, still looking for his Sonia. This is the Clarendon Connection, and we are glad to be back. And truly, we give our praises to the King of Glory. In Jamaica today, a pastor was arrested for speaking out against the Prime Minister. And so many things have happened. You see, even down in St. Anne, another pastor was arrested when she disobeyed the police. She violated the police, the code that was set, because she had over 50 people in her church at a church service. And she was arrested. Now we see the pastor today said he got a word from God about our Prime Minister, Andrew Holness. And he spoke about it on social media. And he was arrested in Brownstown today. The government has implemented new measures for the next 3 weeks for this coronavirus. The churches are still under lockdown. As a matter of fact, any pastor caught operating without the permission from the police, you will be fined $100,000. Jamaica, we are getting into some interesting times, because churches are closed, but rum bars are open. We have to say, boy, what kind of Jamaica this? Churches, the house of God, they are closed. But rum bars and whorehouse and go-go clubs are allowed to remain open. And the house of God is closed. Then are we surprised when 36,231 reported cases of coronavirus, 542 deaths? You see over there in Hanover, where a pastor was beheaded. And all type of manner of evil taking place. And they're calling out that the abortion law should be passed. But we are not perturbed, because Jesus said to Peter, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. This is the kind of connection with your host, Pastor Cameron. And we're going to be taking a break, and we're going to be coming right back and talking about some other Black history. As we continue to trust in the true and living God. Take it away, studio. Yes, we are glad to be back. This is the Clarendon Connection. And truly we are giving God praise for his goodness and his blessing and his mercy. There is none like him. And we give him all praise and honor and glory. His name is Jesus. And truly we continue to trust in him. For his mercies, they are new every morning. It is his faithfulness. So wherever you are, this is the Clarendon Connection, and we are coming to you from the foot of the Bullhead Mountain in a little district called Turtle Pond. Bullhead Mountain is the center of Jamaica, geographically. We had a forum. And we want Clarendon to be the place of choice where you choose to live, to do business, to worship God. And we know that someday soon it will be that way. We continue to trust in our Maker every day. We're going to be looking into some black history. African American. And says when it comes to pioneering African American history, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Rosa Parks, Maya Angelou, James Baldwin, and Muhammad Ali are often mentioned, and rightfully so. But what do you know about other black heroes like Claudette Colvin, Alice Coachman, or Shirley Chisholm? If their names don't immediately ring a bell, you are not alone. Educators, activists, historians have long been attempting to shine a light and pinpoint why so much African-American history is missing from our nation curriculum. Colonies with free people from communities in Africa with large-scale civilization, that has a tax system, that has irrigation system, that has university. They came from civilized nations that were advanced. University of Texas at Austin history professor, Dr. Diana Ramey Berry, told NBC that their curriculum should begin, that the biggest omission, from my perspective, it's an erasure of culture and heritage so that identities of African American, for some of that of slaves and those fighting for their freedom, were shining a long overdue spotlight, an hidden figure of untaught history who deserve to be celebrated for their contribution to civil rights, politics, the arts, and beyond. And remember to acknowledge their impact outside of Black History Month, as they have made way for many of the 21st century most famous faces to shine today. And the first person we'll be looking at is Shirley Chisholm, born 1924, died 2005. Congress is more diverse now than it's ever been. However, when Chisholm was attempting to shatter the glass ceiling, the same couldn't be said. During the racially contentious period of the late 60s, she became the first black woman elected to Congress. She represented New York in the 12th district from 1969 to 1983 And in 1972, she became the first one to run for the Democratic Party presidential nomination. Her campaign slogan, "Unbought and Unbossed," rings even louder today. Senator Kamala Harris recently paid tribute to Chisholm in her presidential campaign announcement by using a similar logo to Chisholm. So we see where this black woman, Shirley Chisholm, she has set the stage. She became the first black woman to be elected to Congress. And today, 2021, we can celebrate the first female vice president. Her name is Kamala Harris. And indeed, we are proud. Black woman, African American, they have come a long way. Jamaica has come a long way. We are sitting in the vice president's seat in the United States of America. And see, the other day, Biden dropped 3 times and him go up on the plane step. That means it. Me no know how far Biden go. But me glad to see Kamala there in the number 2 position. So if Biden drop out. Aye. What a time it will be. Bayard Rustin. He was born 1912. He died 1987. Says Dr. King is usually credited for the March on Washington in August 1963. But it was Rustin who organized and strategized in the shadows. As a gay man who had controversial ties to communism, he was considered too much of a liability to be on the front lines of the movement. Nonetheless, he was considered to be one of the most brilliant minds and served his community tirelessly while pushing for more jobs and better wages. Claudette Colvin, 1939, before Parks refused to give up her seat on a bus in Montgomery, Alabama in 1955, there was a brave 15-year-old who chose not to sit at the back of the bus. That young girl was Colvin Totin. Her constitutional right to remain seated near the middle of the vehicle, Colvin challenged the driver and was subsequently arrested. She was the first woman to be detained for her resistance. However, her story isn't nearly as well known as Parks. Annie Lee Cooper, born 1910, dead 2010. The Selma, Alabama native played a crucial part of the 1965 Selma voting rights movement, but it wasn't until Oprah aired in the 2014 Oscar-nominated film Selma that people really took notice of Cooper's activism. She is lauded for punching Alabama Sheriff Jack Clark in the face, but she really deserved to be celebrated for her fighting to restore and protecting voting rights. Dorothy Eight. She was born 1912 and died 2010. Hail the godmother of the woman movement. Eight under her background in education and social work to advance women's rights. She was a leader in the Young Women Christian Association, that's the YWCA, and the president of the National Council of Negro Women, that's NCNW. For more than 40 years, she was also among the few women present at the 1963 March in Washington, where Dr. King delivered his famous I Have a Dream speech. Jesse Owens, He was born 1913 and he died 1980. Owens was a track and field athlete who set a world record in the long jump at the 1936 Olympic Games in Berlin. He went and rivaled for 25 years. He won 4 gold medals at the Olympics that year in the 100, the 200 meter dash, along with the 100 meter relay, and other events off the track. In 1976, Owens received the Presidential Medal of Freedom and was posthumously awarded the Congressional Gold Medal in 1919. So this Jesse Owens was the man who Adolf Hitler refused to shake his hand when he won those 4 gold medals in Berlin in 1936. Adolf Hitler at that time was promoting the Germans as a superior race. And when he see how the black man decimated the pack in the 100, the 200, the 4x100, and set a world record in the long jump, it is recorded in issue that Adolf Hitler, left the stadium in a rage and he refused to shake the hands of Jesse Owens. Bessie Coleman was born 1892 and he died 1926. Despite being the first licensed black pilot in the world, Coleman wasn't recognized as a pioneer in aviation until after his death. True history has favored Amelia Earhart or the Wright brothers. Coleman, who went to flight school in France in 1919, paved the way for a new generation of diverse flyers like the Tuskegee Airmen, Blackbirds, and Flying Oval. So we have heard so much about the Wright brothers. My Lord, I tell you. But it was this man, Bessie Coleman. He was the first licensed black pilot in the world, but these things are not taught in school. All you hear about is the Wright brothers. But did you know that it was a Jamaican by the name of Barrington Irving? He was the first black man to fly solo around the world. Jamaican Barrington Irving. Bob Marley in his song Buffalo says, Buffalo Soldier says, stolen from Africa, brought to America, fighting on arrival, fighting for survival. Just a Buffalo Soldier. Robert Sengstack Abbott was born 1870 and he died 1940. It says, without Abbott's creative vision, many of the black publications of today, such as Ebony, Essence, Black Enterprise, and Upscale, wouldn't exist. In 1905, Abbott founded the Chicago Defender, weekly newspaper. The paper originally started out as a 4-page pamphlet, increasing circulation in every edition. Abbott and his newspaper played an integral part in encouraging African Americans to migrate from the South for better economic opportunities. Ethel Waters, born 1896, died 1977. Waters entered the entertainment business in the 1920s. In the 1920s, as a blues singer, but she made history for her work in television. In addition to becoming the first African-American to star in her own TV in 1939, the Ethel Waters Show, she was nominated for her first Emmy in 1962. So these are the lady that paved the way for greats like Halle Berry, who became the first black woman in a leading role. It was Halle Berry. I think it was Sidney Poitier, was the first black man who won an Oscar. And then after him come Denzel Washington and Cuba Gooding Jr. And all those men. And it was this lady, Ethel Waters, Gwendolyn Brooks, was born 1917 and died 2000. Today, Brooks is considered to be one of the most revered poets of the 20th century. She was the first black author to win the Pulitzer Prize in 1950 for Annie Allen. And she served as poetry consultant to the Library of Congress, becoming the first black woman to hold that position. She was also the poet laureate of the state of Illinois, and many of her works reflected the political and social landscape of the 1960s, including the civil rights movements and the economic climate. This is the Clarendon Connection with yours, Pastor Cameron, talking about black history. People who forget their history, they are like trees without roots. And it was the same Marcus Garvey who said, a mine is a terrible thing to waste. He goes on to say, up your mighty race. You can accomplish what you will. Big youth sing the song, every nigger is a star. We're going to be taking a break. And we're going to be right back to close off the show. Take it away, studio. Yes, this is the kind of connection, and we are highlighting the contribution black people have made in America. We see where they have been suppressed in their voting rights. We have seen in America where the white supremacist group, they're on the rise. And all that's in their part is destruction, mayhem, death, and murder. Just a couple of days ago in Colorado, 10 people were shot dead, including a white policeman. And the achievement and the accomplishment of black people has been swept under the carpet. When they have made such a significant contribution to the entire affairs of the United States of America. It is the same United States of America where a black man by the name of George Floyd a white man knelt on his neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds and pretend as you never heard the man saying, "I can't breathe." It is the same America who assassinated Abraham Lincoln because he signed the Emancipation Proclamation. It is the same America that shot John F. Kennedy because he signed the voting rights. It is the same America that killed Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. because he had a dream. It is the same America that killed Malcolm X because he said by any means necessary. It is the same America where if it was black men who invaded the Capitol on January the 6th, the outcome would be Barack Obama reign as president for 8 years and the Republican Party blocked his part. Hardly any legislation was passed under Barack Obama. Watch. That same man that is in the House today by the name of Mitch McConnell. But hold on. Shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say just a part of it got to fulfill the book. Won't you help me sing another song of freedom? That's all I ever had. Redemption song. It is time for our race to emancipate ourselves from mental slavery. None but yourself can free your mind. Oh yes, they voted. You have seen the power of a vote. Who is going to garner our nation together and get the collective strength and go back to the principles of the scriptures? Because a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. When Cain killed his brother Abel and the Lord asked him, "Where is his brother?" His question was, am I my brother's keeper? We need to be our brother's keeper. Because united we stand, but divided we fall. This is the Pastor Rowan Cameron with you, your host on the Clarendon Connection. And we are just giving God thanks to be back. I just want you to tune in and help spread the word. The new time is 7 p.m. And we want to be on every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Jamaica time. I thought it was 8, but it's 7 p.m. Jamaica time. And we are giving God thanks because we are called to edify our race. Or we are called to edify the human race. Because the scripture says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Our race has done so much. But they just put us in two categories, sports and entertainment. But we are more than that. We are all over. Let us continue. Alice Coachman, she was born 1923 and she died 2014. Growing up in Albany, Georgia, the soon-to-be track star got an early start running on dirt roads and jumping over makeshift hurdles. She became the first African-American woman from any country to win an Olympic gold medal in the 1948 Olympics in London. She set the record for the high jump at the games, leaping 5'6" and 1/8". Throughout her athletic career, she won 34 national titles, 10 of which were in the high jump. She was officially inducted in the National Track and Field Hall of Fame in 1975. And in the U.S. Olympic Hall of Fame in 2004. So Alice Coachman, from way in 1948, she was shining at that Olympics in London. It was the same Olympics that Jamaica, Herb McKinley, and George Roden and those men did wonders. Gordon Parks. He was born 1912 and he died 2006. It says Parks was the first African-American staff of and the staff of Life magazine. And later he would be responsible for some of the most beautiful imagery in the pages of Vogue. He also won the first black director for major film, Shaft, helping to shape the black exploitation era in the 70s. Parks famously told Life in 1999, I saw that the camera would be a weapon against poverty, against racism, against all sorts of social wrongs. I knew at that point I had to have a camera. And I think our history, the black history, went worldwide when Alex Haley wrote this TV series called Roots. My God. Black men couldn't believe. But we have come a long way. And we say like Martin Luther, I have a dream. You have a dream when his children will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Our history has come a long way. Carrington has a very rich history. Caridonians have contributed significantly. The history of Jamaica. Carrington was named in honor of St. Edward Hyde, Earl of Carrington, and ranked as Jamaica's third largest. It is the location of the famous Milk River Bath. One of the best mineral baths you have in Jamaica. The Milk River Bath is the best. Sure, you can talk about the bath in St. Thomas or the Rockford Bath. But this is Clarendon. We always have the best. You can go to the Firewater down by St. Anne's Bay there. This is Clarendon. Come and check out the Milk River Bath. We have the second highest mountain in Jamaica. The highest mountain is the Blue Mountain, over 7,000 feet high. But the second highest is the Bullhead Mountain, that I have mentioned so often. It is over 4,000 feet above sea level. Not only we have the Milk River Bath and the Bullhead Mountain, the largest air base in the Western Hemisphere is in Vernon Field. The number one agricultural show in the English-speaking Caribbean is the Denby Agricultural Show. The first backside company was started in Clarendon in 1960. And today it is known as Jamalco. Irma McKinley, one of the greatest star out of Jamaica, was born in Pleasant Valley in Clarendon. What about Millie Small? She impacted the world through a major hit, My Boy Lollipop. She's a Clarendonian. Davina Bennett. And the man who we started out the show with, we're going to end the show with him. Toot. May's legacy lives on. May the world come to know about Toots. May the world come to know the history of Clarendon way beyond when it was chosen in 1655 when the English came as the parish that they want to settle down in. way beyond when it was the first bread basket. Of Jamaica. Way beyond when the world famous poet Claude McKay wrote, if we should die, let it not be like hogs. But if we should die, let us die a noble death. And if we should die fighting. We will never give up the fight. This is the Clarendon Connection with the host, Pastor Rowan Cameron. Checking out until next week. The scripture that says, for this cause of the Son of Man manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. We praise the King of Glory. His name is Jesus. And we surrender everything to him. And we say like the writer, all to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will have a love and trust him in his presence daily live. I surrender all. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening in Jesus' name. Take it away, studio.